following program is in no way representative of the high-quality programming usually heard on the Maverick Radio Network. The views expressed and fishing techniques demonstrated are not endorsed by this station. The following is not a news broadcast.
Happy Crew Year! Yeah! Ton's got bologna!
Happy New Year!
Sandwiches, that is.
Nora gave me a bologna sandwich.
Give it right to him. Happy Crew Year from the Five Count. We're back. We have hors d'oeuvres.
Wow.
Left over from the holiday. Because we weren't allowed to be up here during the holidays, So we had a lot of leftovers.
They kicked us out.
So we're trying to plow through it all.
They said, take a hike, folks.
I didn't appreciate it myself, but we understand.
Mm-hmm.
Tis the season, or twas the season, to be
twas
jolly.
The season.
So we're now rolling with the instead. Festive punches. Happy Crew Year! Hey, guess who's going to be on the show tonight?
Oh, man, who?
Take a guess, Southern Minnesota.
Give Crew up. Jones.
Crew Jones.
Yeah.
It's going to be rad.
It's going to be way rad.
We're going to spend New Year's Day the rad way.
That guy is like a freaking legend.
Bill Allen is his name.
Yep.
You know him as Crew Jones.
Mm-hmm. From the movie Rad.
I'm excited.
It's pretty awesome.
We want to firstly apologize for not being here last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the Dirty Birds, we were not allowed to be here on Christmas.
Yes. It's not a very spiritual, kind of nice, giving, receiving kind of holiday up here.
Yeah, it's like basically audio coal right in the stocking of
seriously.
Saturday night. And
like,
I don't appreciate
it. We don't need your kind around here. That's what they said.
Dirty Birds, I know your feelings were hurt the most.
And it was audio coal as well.
Yeah, see that?
Coal.
She's so distraught she can't even decide which mic to talk into.
A big, giant lump of coal.
It happens.
I felt like I was good all year, especially on the station.
And this is how they pay you back.
You know, and my family was going to come up here. We were going to do kind of a potluck with things, cookers and stuff.
Christmas traditions.
Yeah, we were going to do that.
Tarnished.
All that I could prepare for this show, because I was prepared last week and everything went bad. My hors d'oeuvres were bologna sandwiches. That was it.
Yeah. And you guys took a triple banger there.
What a rip.
Because you were out to lunch the week before.
We were snowed out.
And then a huge blizzard the week before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Crazy Town.
That's, Ton's favorite band, Crazy Town, mm-hmm. is what that is.
Yep.
There aren't any butterflies in this weather, but there are certainly bats in the walls of my house.
Yikes.
Do they fly around during the winter?
Sure.
Well, where else would they go? They can't live outside. It's cold out there.
They don't go south or north or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Like birds, they fly south?
East, west, mm-hmm. something. They don't burrow into
bats,
the ground?
Yeah, they fly east
but
for the winter.
They hibernated there.
Just at your house, I think.
They hibernate because they're cold-blooded. They're not warm-blooded, so they don't need to fly south.
Go into
right.
the ground
so they hibernate.
Something.
Yeah, they hibernate in caves or under the ground or inside trees or in your walls.
Right
yeah.
in the Dirty Birds Idic. Belfry.
I hate
That's
it.
That's where they go.
Bats right in the belfry.
Hey, guess what?
Crew Jones.
Happy Crew Year!
Happy Crew Year!
Are you excited? Are you excited?
Yeah, I got the little party horn.
The movie Rad is appropriately named, I must say.
Yes.
Because it's rad.
I don't know if you've seen it or
it's
not.
It's like Karate Kid on BMX bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Crew Jones.
Or
Battles the Odds.
On the mats.
It's kind of, well, yeah. Saturday nights on KMSU are sort of like Bloodsport.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yeah.
And Ton is that one guy that bounces around like a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
And I'm the fat Chinese guy.
Who am I?
You, let's see. Who would you like to be?
The blonde in the silk dress who's with the guy that's betting a large amount of money on the matches?
Yeah, that was Ton's second choice, but you can take that one.
Maybe I'll be the microphone that hangs down.
Just the what? No, you should probably be a person.
The matches.
That'd be better.
What is this?
Can I be a prop on one of the sets of one of these things?
You should be that little guy. What was the one guy who got them all hooked up when they came there?
I haven't seen Rad yet. I feel like a jerk.
What?
Have you heard
the soundtrack, at least?
No.
It's equally as rad.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm going to my...
There's some
dojo?
Amazing parts.
I'm going into my dojo.
Go to your dojo.
To listen to this.
Listen to Rad.
Okay, you guys want to hear some rad tunes?
Yep, I would like to hear that.
Okay, happy crew year from the Five Count.
Woohoo!
Let's get your baloney horn. Ton's got a baloney horn.
Now, Crew Jones?
Jones. No, I don't seem to have your name on my list. Who's your sponsor?
Sponsor?
Who do you ride for?
Me, I ride for me.
Oh, that's impossible. Oh, okay.
Determination and talent in one kid.
to that, and that alone is enough for me. Stark naked modern music, hotter than your mama will ever be. Music that you can dance to, cracks you like a whip, but it feels so right. Outside the world is colder, every single night it's another fight. So what's it gonna be? A symphony tonight. Perhaps a little jazz. All I wanna hear every day, every night. It's music that you can dance to, every single beat's where it ought to be. Lip-smacking good music, that and that alone is enough. Perhaps a little jazz. I gotta move to the beat, to the beat.
Cowabunga, dude! All right, Michelangelo here from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, just kicking it back to the old turtle lair, listening to the five count. No, not the six count. Dude, I told you, it was only five, all right? I've got my favorite pizza, anchovy and hot fudge, and turtle power!
Yeah.
Got it.
Hello?
Hello, is Mr. Allen there?
This is Mr. Allen.
Mr. Allen, this is Dustin Willemus from the Five Count. How are you doing?
Hey, Dustin. How are you?
Good, man. I'm here with my co-host, Tun.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Great. Very good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We are rad.
Nice.
Can I say that?
Good day for it.
Cool, man. Well, we have some questions here for you, if you got time.
I do. That's what I'm here for.
We were first wondering how exactly you landed the part of Crew Jones in the movie Rad.
That happened because the director, Hal Needham, saw me on an episode of Hill Street Blues, which is an old TV series from the 80s, And it's like the first show I got cast in out here. And so he originally saw it when it first aired, and he was not even in pre-production of Rat. And I guess once he got close to casting, they re-ran the episode. He saw it again, called me in, and just as an actor, I was not a bike rider of any note at all at the time. And I read, and probably a month later, I got the call. So it was just one reading, one meeting with Hal and the producer, Robert Levy, who went on to produce, like, Wedding Crashers and some big things. And that was it. They had me ride a bike around the office or sit on a bike and read a couple scenes. And a few weeks later, I was in Calgary shooting.
Wow, so you didn't actually have a lot of BMX skills at the time?
Absolutely no BMX experience. I was not even allowed to ride bikes as a kid. I would, you know, ride the neighborhood kids' bikes just as a goof. But, yeah, BMX was not in my makeup or on my resume at all. But they had the best stunt riders for me. And Hal, of course, is a brilliant stunt director. So a lot of people were fooled.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty impressive. So, like, that whole, like, freestyle scene with Send Me an Angel playing and everything, was that was totally not you?
Well, this is pre-CGI days, pretty much. And so any shot that you see that's definitely me, you know, then it's probably me. But there's a lot of scenes where we have stunt doubles from the back, and, of course, there are a lot of scenes like the backflip scene, all that stuff, where I have a hockey helmet on. You can't tell who's under it. So, yeah, with some creative editing and some really good stunt work, I think he pulled it off as far as fooling people into thinking I'm a really good bike rider.
Well, at any rate, that scene at the dance with the slow dancing BMX bikes was probably one of the most romantic scenes in film history.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's kind of iconic. I'm told there are a lot of people who have recreated that scene at their wedding. There's a lot of little kids running around named Crew Jones, you know. So, yeah, I guess, you know, guys either wanted to recreate that or the ass lighting scene, and there you go. Pop out a few little Crew Joneses, and here we are 20 years later, 25 years later.
That's great.
So what was it like on the set of Rad with the cast that you had? I know you had Balboa's wife was there.
Yeah, well, she actually produced the movie. Talia Shire produced the movie with her husband, Jack Schwartzman. They had produced one of the James Bond films, Never Say Never Again, and they started their own production company. So she was kind of my boss on that shoot. And, you know, we had some wonderful character actors, not only her, Jack Weston, Ray Walston, you know, my favorite Martian. So for a young actor, it was really exciting getting to work with all these people that had influenced me growing up and that you know, I was trying to emulate in my career, and they were incredibly kind to me. And I think they could see that I was earnest and really wanted to do a good job. So that was very exciting for me. The supporting people, Laura, the little girl who played my sister, Luke. It was a great time, and good people who you know, a lot of us were starting out our careers, and it was a very exciting time. So that being my first big lead in a movie, it was you know, kind of a heady experience. But everybody seemed to help keep me in line and keep me safe, and it was a great intro into the movie business and kind of a post grad program as far as what it's like to be involved in show business at that level. So yeah, it was definitely a very positive experience. The people of Canada were great, and to be able to introduce these writers to the world. A lot of people, this is, you know, early days of BMX, obviously, a lot of people weren't aware of these world-class writers and what they could do. So to be associated with those guys and to actually go on tour with them, promoting the movie, it's very exciting stuff. So, yeah, it was overall a great experience for me. And now, 25 years later, people are still talking about it because of the nature of the movie, that it was the largest BMX movie of its kind, I think, before or since. And it really turned some heads. So it was a great experience.
Would you say, because of that movie, a lot of people nowadays that are like associated with the X Games and things like that maybe ride BMX bikes now because of Rad?
Oh, there's no question. Yeah, I go to these events a lot, and so many of the kids who watched it went out and you know, crashed their bikes and tried to do backflips and all these things. But a certain percentage of those guys went on to become pro BMX riders, bicycle shop owners, Olympic BMX athletes. So it was pre-YouTube, pre-computer, and so I think because of that, not only was it a lot of these kids' first introduction to the sport, it was kind of their Bible that they would watch and try to emulate over and over again. And so to be a part of that legacy, introducing the sport to so many people, and to have that character, Crew Jones, so deeply ingrained in that world and that society, and so to be a part of that is just amazingly humbling, because these are guys who obviously dedicate not only their lives but risk their necks to pursue what they love, you know, in a way that is very amazing to me. We're talking about world-class athletes, as you guys well know, and they've really furthered the sport. And a lot of these guys are the ones who were very young watching that movie and saw that they could achieve something great with a couple pedals and a couple wheels, you know, and a frame. So it's really cool, really cool, the unexpected.
So how come this movie hasn't made DVD yet? Do you have any idea what the deal is there?
Yeah, I do have an idea about that. Again, the producer of the movie, Talia Shire, has hung on to the rights through the years, through the decades, and from my latest information, they're getting ready to come out with a DVD, and once that happens, they'll go into pre-production of the sequel, which I'm told is on the boards, yeah.
Wow.
So is this breaking news here, officially Rad Part 2 in the works?
Well, I've talked about it in other places. There's no official word yet. I'm just telling you what I've heard. And so to the fans out there, keep checking, let's say, Netflix or some of these other Amazon. And once you see that the official DVD and not a bootleg version is not, once you see the official version out, you can expect Rad 2 to be coming around the corner.
Wow.
And just back to Talia Shire for a second, just kind of as a side note, the guy, her stepson, John Schwartzman, who did the making of Rad at the time. He's now a big cinematographer. He's Michael Bay's cinematographer. He also did the cinematography for Seabiscuit. And his brother, Jason Schwartzman, who's now, you know, big working actor, got an HBO series right now. He's a little kid running around the set of Rad on his bicycles. We used to go riding on the weekends and what have you. So those two guys, Talia's sons, also have a soft spot in their heart for the movie. And so I think the whole family wants to see it done right. So there's been a lot of producers through the ages contacting me and the production company. And the latest word I have is Talia's on it and is putting good money into getting the rights back and then moving on with the sequel.
That's awesome. Are you going to be one of the main people in the sequel? Or
I would hope so, but you just don't know about these things. So.
Okay.
I think it's one of those things where everybody who's into the movie has an idea of how the sequel could go, and it's pretty much the same idea. So hopefully they'll have the same idea. So we'll just see.
Could be a wild ride. Well, let's...
Well, either way, it'll draw attention to the original movie. And so, you know, there'll be a whole publicity push behind the official DVD release, I'm sure.
Yeah,
sure. Well, let's talk about some of the things that you've done outside of Rad. You've been on some different TV shows, other movies and things?
Yeah, I continue to work in the industry. I guess the last feature I worked on was Brothers with Tobey Maguire and Jake Gyllenhaal. I had a movie come out recently called Felon with Stephen Dorff. I just worked on another BMX movie. Hardcore BMX fans put together their first feature film called Accelerate, and I just shot that 2 weeks ago in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And a real talented young actor slash BMXer by the name of Joel Moody plays my son in it. He's the Crew Jones of that movie. So I continue to work in TV and film and stage, and I'm also a blues musician. So I got a band out here in Hollywood called the Katsarinos, so I do a lot of gigs with those guys. I'm planning to tour soon with them.
Is it true you're in a band with Lou Diamond Phillips, too, or...?
I used to be in a band with Lou Diamond Phillips. We toured around in the early 90s. Lou's still a really dear friend of mine. And, we got to see the country and tour internationally and did a lot of TV. We toured with Billy Ray Cyrus long before Miley was even a sparkle in his dad's eye. So, we've done several films together and are currently collaborating on a script about a mutual friend, Brandon Lee, who died on the set of The Crow.
Wow, okay. That's kind of, just on paper, seems like an odd pairing to have you guys.
Well, Lou and I knew each other back in Texas. We studied under Adam Rourke, who, if you IMDb him, I think you'll get a laugh. He was a pretty popular character actor in the 60s and 70s. Anyway, we met in his acting class in Arlington, Texas, of all places, back in the mid-80s, and I ended up getting the bug and came out here and started working, and Lou soon was discovered for La Bamba on a nationwide search. So he came out here soon after that, and we remained good friends, and he's directed me in two or three of the movies that he's been at the helm of. So, we continue a good personal and working relationship with one another. It's nice.
And you said your band that you're in now was the Katsarinos? Is that the...
Cats, as in a house cat. Katsarinos. It's kind of a Sammy Davis Jr. Riff on Cats, which is a slang term for a musician.
Right.
And I've been very fortunate to play with some of the best musicians I've ever heard are now in my band. I'm so excited. So we've got some really good gigs coming up, and the right people seem to be showing up. So I'm just having a tremendous time with that. We play at the famous Pig and Whistle every Tuesday nights in Hollywood, right by the Kodak Theater. So we've got a cool weekly gig, too.
Do you guys have any albums out or a website or something?
Produced our first CD and are getting ready to work on our next CD. So you can find us on MySpace or Facebook. It's good stuff, I think. I'm from Texas and come from a real strong blues background. That Stevie Ray Vaughan tradition, Texas blues, is kind of deeply ingrained in me. And now I'm getting to play that great music that I revered so much with my good friends, so it's really fun.
So are you playing guitar then, or?
No, I play blues harmonica.
Blues harmonica.
I know it's not a real instrument, but it's the only one they'll let me play. My brother's the real guitarist in the band. I play a little guitar. But, it's just a good way to keep your entertainment chops up and get in front of the people and bring some music that's so important to me and my development. So we're getting to see a whole new crop of young blues musicians come up and join us. It's been rewarding in itself.
Well, but besides that, are you up to anything else these days as far as acting or anything like that?
I'm involved with a young director, Ethan Terra. He's getting ready to direct his first feature, a horror film. I've done some television work with this guy before, some Monster Piece Theater. So it's like a creep show style television series, DVD series. So, there's several things in the work, and I continue to work and audition and still remain in the entertainment industry as long as they'll have me.
Yeah, I think I saw recently you were on that Tosh.0, is that the name of the show?
Posh.0, yeah. Daniel Tosh, who's one of the funniest young comics out there. If you haven't seen his work, go check him out. And he's a huge Rad fan. He's one of these guys who just saw this movie 10,000 times a week growing up. And he's been kind enough to have me on the show a couple times and to kind of center bits around me and just treat me like gold. I mean, you know, since you're talking to me, if you grew up as a cult member of the Crew Jones Society, it runs deep, you know. And I just think he was one of those kids who got into it at an early age and tried to emulate it with his friends. And you know, now these guys are getting older. They look back on the films and the things that were important to them. And one of the first things that pops up is Rad. So he's got his own television show and can celebrate that. And yeah, I plan to be doing more of those. He's been very kind. So that's fun. I've never played myself before. That's something everybody should do.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've been researching that role for a long time, so it was fun.
Well, man, do you have any parting words for us before we let you go?
Well, watch for Accelerate in, I would say, fall 2011, and you can keep up with me at BillAllenRad.net. Kind of keep people up on what I'm doing, and yeah, just stay rad, man. Keep in contact.
That was excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. Cool.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
And we are looking forward to Rad Part 2.
I am too. And I will try to keep you guys abreast through the website.
We'll be contacting you for autographs because we are due paying members of Rad Racing Group. So
nice. Well, I'd be happy to do it.
All right, man.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Have a good one.
Take care.
Send me an angel.
From Salute Your Shorts. You know you remember me, remember? You're listening to The Five Count.
Waving. I thought I heard it all, till now. I've watched these kids grow up. I've chased every one of them. I think Crew and his friends have done something special. Real special. They have given themselves hope, and all your talk about dollars is killing that hope. This opportunity.
Happy Crew Year! Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the Five Count.
That wasn't that a nice New Year celebratory type of a show?
It was very happy.
Yeah.
A happy Crew Year.
Crew Jones.
Who would have thought that we could get Crew Jones on KMSU? Toot it up.
I knew you could.
Toot it up, Chris.
I knew you could do it, pal.
What was that, Bobby Brown?
Yep, that's exactly what that was.
It's Tons Prerogative.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. We are very excited to ring in the new year and start 21-1 with a rad bang.
I am very excited about it. There's so many exciting things happening in my life. It's amazing.
And 95% of those things revolve around public radio. Give it up.
No, no.
96%.
Like, what?
I'm sorry.
90, what? I'm sorry, Dusty.
Anywho's.
It's like opposite of that.
Are we going to be back next week?
Yeah.
Because we've kind of been like.
Next week we'll be for real show. For reals, reals.
A real show.
Yeah.
Just like the old days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I noticed for a while there, we would have a show, and then we'd take a week off, and then have a show, and then take a week off.
But we're going to do that again.
Are we?
No. Kinda.
Well.
Not really, but kinda. That we won't have to be funny. Like, we're going to have a regular show next week where we have to be funny.
Oh.
Talk about stuff. And then the next week after that, I think we're going to do another interview with more sweet superstars. And then the next week after that, I think we'll introduce my lady friend to all of Southern Minnesota. And then the next week after that, it's going to be your birthday. Woo! That was just a breakdown of the new year. First month.
Let's play some soundtracks to old men breaking down gradually as the years go by.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Are you excited about your, can I say it, your golden birthday?
Like James Bond.
Yeah.
Sort of.
What else would I get you other than a gun made of gold?
If James Bond was a big fat wuss,
and
it'd
I'm
be
gonna,
just like that.
I'm going to get you an extra eyeball made of gold.
So I'd have three eyeballs?
You'll have
like,
three
just like
eyeballs.
James Bond?
Yeah. You get the golden eye and the golden
yes!
gun and the everything. It's going to be great. Now you just got to get you that chick that's gold. Uh-huh. Yeah, pal. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, pals.
I tried to talk to Ashley about wearing the gold makeup, but she's a wuss. So I'll just get a different chick for you.
Maybe you ought to wear it.
I might do that, actually.
Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of talking, we're about done with that.
Yeah, we're about done with talking.
But welcome to the new year. You thought maybe the five count would be out of here? We're back.
We're back.
We never die.
Never died. I know you thought that after all these blizzards and the ixnay of the USA last week and day.
Hey, hey.
But no, we came back with a little flare action right here.
We can't be beat, and we won't be beat. The five count has retired more men than Social Security.
Oh, man, isn't Carl Weathers awesome? Oh, sorry, Apollo Creed.
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
I like them both.
That's the same guy, right?
Toot it up, toot it up. Hey, go to thefivecount.com.
Go there.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a great year.
Check it out.
For our online presence.
Check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out.
Tomorrow morning, we'll have this show up there. You can listen to it again.
Yep.
I think we will have four randomly handpicked shows from the audio vaults.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have those up online.
We're going to do New Year shows?
They could be horrible.
We could do New Year type shows.
I don't know what they... I'm just going to pick them at random.
Random's okay. Awesome.
It's at thefivecount.com.
Thefivecount.com. Go to savethecrumbs.com.
Yeah, do that.
Check out all the awesomeness that is us.
If you're an artist or a photographer or a writer or a rich guy...
Would you just go ahead and submit something?
Get in contact with us.
Including money, please?
Soon.
Just give us money and sweet artistic type things.
We need it in the near future because the new issue is going to hit newsstands before the end of the month.
Some guy asked me about it and I told him. He's like, so when's the deadline? And I said, now. Next week, pal.
Yeah, no joke.
Serious.
There's no hope with dope.
Yes.
Or the True Punks for that matter.
No,
here they are.
Enjoy the True Punks.
Another show you were hoping was dead.
Try to.
All the shows, Saturday nights, back this year.
Back in action.
Full force.
Jackson.
Action Jackson.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Let's get out of here.
All right, let's go.
Give me one more toot there. See ya, folks.
See ya.